All right, let's do the celebrity scam, and this time we're going to use Joe Pesci, who's confused and has called the wrong number.
Hello, Greg speaking. How can I help you?
Are you Mr. McAllister?
No, this is Greg.
The Mr. McAllister who lives here?
This is it's a business. Who's this?
I'm trying to reach you. You're tougher to get than a president.
Can I help you with something? Do you want to schedule an appointment, or...
I believe you and Lisa played a game of pool for $200, which she won. I'm here to collect.
Collect? We're pretty busy here, so can I help you with something, or...
You know, I don't want to bring this up, but you've been treating a lot of people with a lot of disrespect, even your own wife.
What?
Where's your f***ing balls?
Hi, Greg speaking.
Are you Mr. McAllister?
This is we do oil changes. If you don't want to have an oil change, then can you just stop calling here?
Hold on, pea brain. Where you going, kid?
Where are you going?
Going on a trip?
You know what? I'm not going anywhere. If you want to come in person, that's fine.
I'll be there in the morning. You can try me, fatso.
You know what, buddy? You, okay? Come on over. I got a wrench. I'm waiting for you. Up.
The dumbass.
You dumbass.
Wrong. Try again, dumbass.
The reason that bad things happen to you is because you're a dumbass.
This is something we do every Friday. We take time out of giving away the Eagle Fest tickets and the other important things that we do, news, traffic, weather, to choose the stupidest person of the week who did something incredibly dumb.
It's difficult, but we narrow it down to four candidates because we know the world is filled with dumbasses.
It seemed like kind of a weak list when we were talking about it yesterday, but now that I see it on paper
now,
here,
it's solid. Don't you doubt this list.
Well, we're actually, it's sad because we're getting a lot more today that could be on the list.
Oh, yeah. Well, the man not moving the needle at all, let's start in reverse order, is a guy who accidentally shot himself with a nail gun. I don't think he should be voted as the dumbass. That sounds painful. Accidents happen in the workplace.
I like it, but you know, the thing is, he's kind of badass for the way he drove himself to the hospital.
Right. Yeah. So nobody's voted for him. It's kind of a last place.
No one? I have 7% here, right?
Oh, my. I'm
just in. Refresh.
Okay. All right, hang on. It's someone from OSHA. Now the two other women are tied, I guess, for second. The 81-year-old woman who was busted for using counterfeit tickets to ride bumper cars, which is almost genius, but weird.
I loved the bumper cars when I was a kid, but I don't recommend it for 81-year-old women.
Let me tell you a key about bumper cars, Dean, and I was really good at this at these amusement parks. Mm-hmm. Pick out the children and ram them.
Or in this case, the elderly.
Or the elderly, right. Yeah. Pick out those. Don't go to someone your own size and wait. You got to get... Got to work and hit it from behind.
Drink your Boniva, Grandma, before you go out.
Somebody took away her keys, so she went down to the bumper cars.
There's the woman who got into a brawl. The women with pepper sprayed each other at a funeral. One was the widow. The other was the mistress or girlfriend. Mm-hmm. And they just... You always take pepper spray to a funeral, Dean.
Yes.
Just in case. But leading, and I think the favorite today, are the Falcons, who built a brand new stadium, or the taxpayers, I'm sure, did. And in it, they put a Chick-fil-A, which is closed on Sundays.
Ooh.
When they play.
So,
what the?
Why did they put it in there then?
I guess there's probably going to be other events.
Other stuff.
You know, like NRG, but still.
The biggest thing they do in there is the football game.
Right.
So sad to walk by it with
the lights
the
dim.
Doors locked up and can't go in there.
Wouldn't that be good?
Well, who do you like? It's up to you, you know. You got to go online to HoustonsEagle.com. Vote for Dumbass of the Week, and we'll get you the results by the end of the show.
Today's Wild Pitch brought to you by Classic Auto Group Galveston.
Kiss my butt! Roll Tide!
Uh-oh. What's got the Alabama lady upset again? Well, it's another Nick Saban rant. The college football season hasn't started yet, but the Bama coach is in midseason form. Some poor reporter made the mistake of asking Saban a question he didn't like.
why do we even play? Why do we even have practice? Why do we compete? Why do we coach guys? How do they need to improve? I mean, you guys got all the answers to why do we play?
I know why you play, Nick. So you can collect that $11 million you're going to make this year.
Wow.
And that's today's Wild Pitch.
I'm going round the corner to have a drink of Tangeray.
What's coming up?
It is a blue Gatorade.
A blue Gatorade?
Yeah.
Are you using actual Gatorade?
No, Gatorade will be involved.
Oh.
I'm recreating it using liquors.
That's wild.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Put that on your sideline.
Right? What we can do is it can be a martini or it can be a shot.
Okay.
So I'm going to make you guys martinis. I'm going to make me and Haas a shot.
Does Haas have a choice?
No.
So what goes in the martini?
Well, it's basically the same thing, just a glass, and you sip it as opposed to shooting it.
Right.
It has blue curacao in it.
Yeah.
Grape vodka, a little peach schnapps, and a little triple sec.
Blue curacao is what fruit?
It's like an orange.
Orange.
Yeah.
So you have orange, you have a peach.
Orange.
And you have a grape.
And a grape.
Do all those fruits go together?
They are going together in
this. Well, we'll find out. It sounds risky to me, but we'll see if it works out on the Drink of the Week, which is coming up here in just a few minutes. Also, Raj's Wild Pitch this hour. Dumbass of the Week, not quite a runaway, but yeah, Raj, you were right. It's the Atlanta Falcons for putting a Chick-fil-A in their new stadium that is closed on Sunday. Chick-fil-A doesn't open on Sunday.
No, and they said they have no intention of changing that tradition.
Obviously, they knew that when they put it in there and made a calculation, but that's...
There's going to be other events, I'm sure, there. But it's just ironic that probably the biggest thing that happens there are the Falcons. And
it's not really
they got a retractable roof. They did all this money, and then they put in a Chick-fil-A that's going to be closed when the Falcons are playing.
That is so frustrating when you want some Chick-fil-A and it's Sunday.
I'll tell you what, Chick-fil-A... out in my neck of the woods, out on Mason Road around lunchtime, you can't get by it.
Mm-mm.
No, they're always busy. There's always lines at those places.
Out the parking lot onto Mason Road.
Yeah.
It blocks a stoplight and intersection right there, and they're cranking two drive-thrus through there. They do. They have a double-decker drive-thru to handle the traffic.
Well, they have people outside with little iPads taking orders, and you gotta say, they are fast. They're the fastest ones. You go in, it's ready, boom.
It's a good product.
Yeah.
It's reliable.
It's delicious.
It's wonderfully salty. And if you go to the Falcons, you won't be able to get in.
Other fast food isn't.
So check that out. There are other candidates on there. We'll have results at the end of the show, but they look like the one to beat.
All right, we promised our tickets at this time, too, this is not for Arrow or Ego Fest tonight. You know, I was thinking about, how we were talking about Ego Fest, which is we're the only ones who can do it, and we call it Ego Fest because we are the eagle. But a lot of people don't know that our company is Cox Media.
Yeah.
And we had a meeting, and we voted against Cox Fest because we just thought it might attract the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
Tailgating would have been a little wild.
Hello.
Waka waka. But this is for the Yes Show and a chance to meet the band. And that's going to be next Wednesday if you're caller 12, 713-343-1075.
It's another tequila sunrise.
I think I need a drink a doodle doo.
Drinking again.
Oh, we're going to drink. It's the drink of the week, Raj.
Let's bring in the cart.
Woo! Woo!
Here comes the beverage cart. Look at that. It's got two glasses, and I see a shaker.
And some grape vodka, and the martini glasses are chilling right now, and Raj is going to get them. You know, the critical mistake you can make is to take those out ahead of time.
Oh, yeah.
So you need to make sure that you get them frosty. So they're
We're
in there right now.
We're not savages, okay?
No, not at all. Okay, so this is a blue Gatorade. So what you do is you get...
Here I'm going to
make
the martini glasses.
Beautiful.
Look at how chilled they are. Get a shot of that, camera guy.
See it? Got it? Okay, good.
Come on, Spielberg.
All right, so... so what you do is you get a shaker with some ice, and you get your shot glass, and you get some grape vodka. This is McCormick grape vodka. It's terrible on its own. I'll just say that.
And it's not purple. It's clear.
No, it's clear. And that's your main flavor. So we're going to put in like 2 shots.
Of a terrible flavor.
Of a terrible.
But it's also the main liquor.
Yeah. Okay. So there was two shots in there per person.
So and in essence, this is a vodka martini.
Yeah. Well, except for... Next, you use blue curacao. This is the blue color. Right. Blue curacao is like triple sec. It's an orange liqueur, but it's blue colored for some reason. And you're going to put in a shot of that.
And when this is done, it will look like a Gatorade.
Yes, so a Gatorade.
One could take an empty Gatorade bottle and put it in and then just have it, and then the kid wouldn't know.
Totally sneak it into Eagle Fest.
Sit here on the air.
I used to do that in high school.
Yeah. This is nothing new to Haas.
Haas.
Or college students.
And then you get your peach schnapps, which is going to give it a little bit of a kick, flavor. Mm-hmm.
I would imagine you don't need much of that.
No.
Schnapps can be overpowering.
Yeah, basically, so I'm going to put in like a quarter of the shot, the little end of the jigger.
Hurry, the glasses are getting warm.
I know, it goes away so fast. Okay.
We need a refrigerator in here.
We do. And you shake it. And the thing is, this is blue, and this shaker's been out of shape, and it's going to leak, so...
And we just had the carpets cleaned.
Yes.
Really did. All through the whole building.
And the walls, because we splatter. There's a lot of splatter in here.
Yeah.
Like a crime scene.
And then you strain it into the glass.
And it should be blue.
And it is!
Look at that. Success.
Blue Gator.
All right.
Test those out. They're going to... You guys, that's your martini, and then Haas and I are going to shoot...
Why aren't we all doing martinis?
Because you can do it as a shot and you can do it as this, and I want to do it as a shot.
Let's try it, Raj, while they're doing it.
It's a healthy shot.
It's a good shot. All right. Cheers, Blue Gatorade.
Cheers. Mm.
That's one strong Gatorade.
Yeah.
Herp!
Oh.
Yeah.
Ow. I like it because...
I don't know.
I think what happens is you're expecting it to be sweet, like a Gatorade, and this baby ain't sweet.
No, and you said it's meant to be a shot. You adapted it to be a martini, and I think it would work much better as a shot.
Where
you want that powerful taste, right?
Right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But shoot it.
I'm not shooting it. I would spill
it
here.
You never do shots.
I'll sip it.
Well, it's a monstrous shot. This isn't a shot. It's now a cocktail.
This is seven ounces of alcohol.
That's melding a little better. The very first sip, I think, I don't know, it was like all vodka, but...
No. No, we're going to vote no on that. As a martini, I have to vote on what you presented me.
Okay.
You gave me a martini, and I'm saying, spit.
No martini.
I'm going to say yes.
Oh, good.
I'm going to swallow.
I'm going to swallow as a shot, yeah.
Yeah.
And you already did.
Yeah.
It's good.
Can't give it back.
All right, there you go.
Does it make your tongue blue?
Maybe. If you want to make it, go online. We'll post the recipe for the Susie Drink of the Week.